Australia apologized today for the historic mistreatment of Aborigines. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd told Parliament that past policies of assimilation, under which Aboriginal children were taken from their families to be brought up in white households, were a stain on the nation's soul. The parliamentary apology comes 11 years after a major report into past assimilation policies found between 1 in 3 and 1 in 10 Aboriginal children had been taken from their families between 1910 and 1970. The Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference called the apology an historic and prophetic moment in the life of the Australian nation. The president of the conference, Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson, told us that the nations must move forward to help the Aboriginal community.
Well, I thought that today the Prime Minister made a very good commitment in saying that, that we have to renew our efforts and the government has to renew its efforts to try and deal with this. And I think that the really strong point that he made today was that he's establishing a national commission in which he's inviting participation by all the political parties in Australia, so that he issued the invitation today publicly that the leader of the opposition would join with him as the co-chairs of this organisation. And I think that that's a great initiative. This is a really huge problem for us to confront, and it will take a tremendous commitment on the part of the whole community. But I think that today has been a really strong emotional day for many people, and the strength of that emotion and the experience would strengthen their commitment to really want to do the best that we can to help these people, and to do it in such a way that we engage with them, not that we develop programs and we come and say, this is what we're going to do for you, but rather that we advance towards these communities and engage in dialogue so that along with them we can formulate what the program should be and how the aid and help should be given to them.